This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. The first song is a fascinating one. Vulcan Worlds by Return to Forever. FM and WCWP.org. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with a cover of Monday Monday on this Wednesday by the Mamas and the Papas, written by John and Michelle Phillips. And Monday Monday is the lead track on the Brass's 1968 album and CBS TV special, The Beat of the Brass. Before that, Return to Forever with Vulcan Worlds, the lead track on Where Have I Known You Before in 1974. Vulcan Worlds was written by band member Stanley Clark, who played bass, chimes, and the bell tree. Monday Monday had chimes and bells too, but there are no credits, so I can't name the person responsible. Anyway, founding member Chick Corea was on Rhodes piano, clavinet, and synthesizer. The other two members of RTF at that time were Al DiMeola on guitar and Lenny White on drums and percussion. Another song to get the Tijuana Brass treatment was The Shadow of Your Smile, 2 years before The Beat of the Brass on What Now, My Love. We don't have that version tonight, but we do have the 1983 Pieces of a Dream version. Pieces of a Dream on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with The Shadow of Your Smile from Imagine This in 1983. The Shadow of Your Smile was also known as the love theme from The Sandpiper in 1965, with music by Johnny Mandel and lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. Webster's lyrics weren't sung on the Pieces version. This is Instrumental Invasion, after all. And fulfilling Mercer's end of the bargain were James Lloyd on piano, Curtis Harmon on drums, Doc Gibbs with percussion, and Cedric Napoleon on acoustic bass. James, Curtis, and Cedric were the founding members of Pieces of a Dream back in 1976, 5 years before their debut album. Chick Corea, who led off the show with his Return to Forever band, returns in the next segment with the second incarnation of his electric band, but will lead off with a pair of collaborations here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
That's the community of conversation. Fridays from 9 to noon on LIU Public Radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The first of this segment's pair of collaborations is George Benson and Earl Clue with Brazilian Stomp.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Almost, as I'll explain. That was David Benoit and Russ Freeman with Reunion from the Benoit Freeman Project in 1994. Their second project came a decade later. Reunion was written by Russ to acknowledge reuniting with David after they worked on the first Rippingtons, hence Ripping Good Time, album Moonlighting in 1986. Russ was on guitars and keyboards with David on piano, who also arranged and conducted the orchestra. Nathan East played bass, John J.R. Robinson was on drums and percussion by Steve Reed, a member of the Rippingtons at the time. Before that, another collaboration, George Benson and Earl Clue with Brazilian Stomp from Collaboration in 1987. George was on electric guitar, and Earl, the song's composer, was on classical guitar. Electric and classical among the guitars Russ Freeman played on Reunion. Brazilian Stomp also had Greg Fillinganes on keyboards, Marcus Miller on bass, Harvey Mason, Nathan East's four-play bandmate, on drums, and percussion by native Brazilian Paulinho da Costa. Chick Corea returns now with Electric Band 2, the sequel, and a cover of Miles Davis, CTA. Chick Corea Electric Band 2 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with CTA, saxophonist Jimmy Heath's composition for trumpeter Miles Davis, who Chick later played for, and that's from Paint the World in 1993. CTA were the initials of Jimmy's girlfriend, not Chicago Transit Authority. Chick was on Rhodes piano, if not a synthesized facsimile, with Jimmy Earl, another Earl, on bass, Mike Miller on electric guitar, Gary Novak on drums, and Eric Marienthal on alto sax. Ramsey Lewis joins the Urban Knights next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Howdy, folks. Are you ready for some great country music?
Dive in with us. The water's fine. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here are the aforementioned Urban Knights, featuring Ramsey Lewis on piano. They're covering Tommy Tucker's ode to his Golden Gloves boxing days, High Heel Sneakers. FM and WCWP.org. Spyro Gyra with East Lake Shuffle from The Deep End in 2004, 7 years after 2020/20 as in Vision, which had a song by that name, The Deep End. East Lake Shuffle was written by band member Julio Fernandez, who was on guitar. Jay Bekenstein was on alto sax, Tom Schumann on keyboards, Scott Ambush on bass, Joel Rosenblatt on drums, Danny Sadownick with percussion, and Dave Samuels on vibraphone. Before that, the Urban Knights with High Heel Sneakers, a Tommy Tucker cover on Urban Knights 4, their fourth album, in 2001. The same year I began in radio with the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. High Heel Sneakers was among the songs I played. Ramsey Lewis was featured on piano on High Heel Sneakers, along with Kevin Randolph on keyboards, Ron Haynes on muted trumpet, Keith Henderson on guitar, Sheree Reed on bass, and Lambert Waldrip with drum programming. We'll close out hour one with Steve Oliver, but first, Brian Culbertson. And the song he's playing is Playin'.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
From the North Shore of Nassau,
88.1 FM.
And beyond,
WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Wings of Spring by Steve Oliver, or Wummers of Summer at this time of year, from 3D in 2004, an album that doesn't require glasses. Steve wrote Wings of Spring, played guitar, and vocalized. Tom Schumann returned on keyboards, Roshan Westmoreland was on bass, and Christian Pozak played the drums. Before that, Brian Culbertson with Playin', from Come On Up in 2003. Playin' was written by Brian, Dave Kaz, and Stephen Liu. Dave didn't play, but Brian played a lot. piano, Rhodes piano, keyboards, trombone, and drum programming. Stephen played additional keyboards and drum programming. Steve, not Stephen, Cole played alto and tenor sax. Richard Patterson was on bass. Todd Sookerman on cymbal. And two guitarists, a la George Benson and Earl Clue. Those guitarists were Tony Maiden on wah-wah and Paul Jackson Jr. on pad and FX guitars. Hour two begins with another song written for a day of the week, and by a guitarist at that. Groovy Sunday by Marc Antoine. FM and WCWP.org. Nelson Rangel with Lead the Way from By Light in 2019. Nelson played alto sax and wrote Lead the Way with Alex Nekrasov, who played keyboards. Brian Monroney was on guitars and Louis Palmer on drums. Before that, someone Nelson has performed with at Jay Rowe's annual Smooth Jazz for Scholars benefit in Milford, Connecticut, Jay's hometown. Guitarist Marc Antoine with Groovy Sunday from Something About Her in 2021. Her is Marc's wife of 25 years, Rebecca, and the album commemorates their 25th anniversary. Marc wrote Groovy Sunday by himself, and his instruments of choice were acoustic guitar, the smaller requinto guitar, bass, and percussion. Featured musicians were Marion Meadows on soprano sax, he'll be back later this hour, again on soprano, and Philippe Sace on Rhodes piano, keyboards, vibraphone, like Dave Samuels with Spirogyra, and bass, marimba. Gordon Campbell was on drums. Staying in 2021, here's pianist George Cables with a song from Mr. Wonderful, Too Close for Comfort. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was George Cables with Too Close for Comfort, written by Jerry Bock, George David Weiss, and Lawrence Holofcener for the 1956 Broadway musical Mr. Wonderful. And that cover was the title track to George Cables' 2021 piano trio release. Playing bass for George was Essiet Essiet, while Victor Lewis was on drums. Saxophonista Jesse J is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike C. Shamari.
WCWP's Eclectic Radio Theater with the original D. Gunbarts.
It's the Groove Guard, where oldies come alive.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Jesse J., who was part of the American Idol house band earlier this year and will be part of Ray Chu Live on Dancing with the Stars in the fall. And this is a song she wrote with Jeff Lorber, Double Trouble. Uh-oh. Yeah, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Chiele Minucci and Special Effects with Au Natural from Sweet Surrender in 2007. It was Special Effects in name only, since that was just an acoustic duet with Chiele on guitar and Wayne Batchelor on bass. Before that, Jesse J with Double Trouble from Second Chances in 2013. Jesse played tenor sax plus other saxes in her one-woman sax section and wrote Double Trouble with Jeff Lorber, who played keyboards and electric guitar. Jeff was one of the feature musicians on that song, along with Jimmy Haslip on bass, also electric. Additionally, Michael Thompson on acoustic and electric guitar, and Tony Moore on drums. Sticking with guitar, let's bring back Paul Jackson Jr., who was with Chiele in the live band known as Guitars, with three Z's. This is a tune that Paul wrote with George Benson and Earl Clue's Brazilian Stomp in mind. 2 for $10,000.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was Game Paul Jackson Jr., Paul Jackson Jr., with 2 for 10,000. That's a .0002 winning percentage from Lay It Back in 2008. Paul wrote 2 for 10,000 as an homage to Brazilian Stomp by George Benson and Earl Klugh, which we heard last hour. Paul was on guitar, Alex Al on bass, the unrelated Teddy Campbell on drums, percussion by Kevin Ricard, Dave DeLome and Derek Nakamoto both on keyboards, and Bobby Lyle dropped in with a piano solo. Blake Aaron, still another guitarist, pays tribute to James Brown, who played guitar but not on stage, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Hey, it's me, Jay Morabli. Catch me Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern
for the last 40 years, so check it out.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Blake Aaron's James Brown tribute is Godfather Brown.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Brian Bromberg with Beto Boy, a boy from Barbados, which is on Brian's 2021 release, A Little Driving Music. Well, you can't drive to Barbados, but you can cruise there and fly there. Beto Boy saw Brian on Kiesel B25 electric bass and a hollow body, Bilotti, piccolo bass guitar. He was joined by Barbados native Elon Trotman on tenor sax, Dave Kaz on alto sax, this time he played, Ray Fuller on rhythm guitar, Joel Taylor on drums, Lenny Castro with percussion, and a horn section made up of Andrew New on saxophones, Michael Stever on trumpet, and Nick Lane on trombone. Before Brian, it was Blake Aaron with Godfather Brown, his tribute to the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, on Color and Passion in 2020. Blake was on guitars, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming with Hussein Jiffrey on one bass and Rob Mullins on piano. Blake's keyboards must have had horn section samples, since I didn't see any horn player credits on Godfather Brown. The penultimate song of the night is by still another guitarist, Chris Standring. On the subject of driving music, this is Love Street.
Hey, this is saxophonist Marion Meadows. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1. FM and WCWP.org.
Marion will close out the show, but you just heard Chris Standring with Love Street from Sunlight in 2018. Chris wrote and arranged Love Street and played guitars and keyboards like Blake Aaron earlier in this segment. Backing him up were Andre Berry on bass and Chris Coleman on drums. That leaves us with Marion Meadows. From Twice as Nice in 2021, the title is Don't Wait Up. It was written by Marion, who's on soprano and tenor sax, mostly soprano, Lou Lang on keyboards and drum programming, and Paul Brown, no relation to James, on guitars and percussion. Roberto Valli plays bass. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Don't Wait Up by Marion Meadows takes us out. So long.